AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Where you are right now. It's not a teleport without air, which allows you to go where we want. It's just shifts you from the primary drove plane to the Elmore plane of water. That's what it does. So then you'd have to find your way and so forth.
So you need some kind of rapid transportation to get to where we're trying to go.
Or did you fly up or is it just lazy? All right. So, well, that's something. That's amazing. In fact,
it was an accident.
What was?
We didn't want to go there.
Finding the portal. We were running and found a passage to the Underdark and found a strange portal.
Then we played with a statue for 3 hours.
There's some strange things in this area.
She says, would there be resources amongst us to potentially get there, contact this doll eye, and return before more people die, and if at all possible, before the coronation? That only gives us 48 hours. Also, I should contact my mother. I think that if there is a glimmer of hope, perhaps she will help us. I know she wants to help me.
This portal is a two-way portal?
No, we found our way back through fairies. It's in this bag.
Through what?
Fairies.
Spirits.
Like these little flying thingies that also ended up really
so
not wanting us there.
Ferried you back to
essentially, yes. Appreciate the help.
Yeah, so get this. They come asking us for help. Because some dragon or
now
captures
their
queen. So we go kill the dragon and then they start attacking us. Because it turned to winter. Isn't that ridiculous?
No, I was going to say, like, the dragon. And the dragon was...
Everything about that statement was...
Welcome to my life.
You're welcome. These people have seen some stuff.
Do you have
they
the ability to teleport us to a number of people?
What do you mean? Talking about it. That was like a 4-day period that we just told
you. I explained.
Actually, you have teleporting, really. You do have.
Oh.
I don't think Blake would do it.
Blink is localized to teach you like around the room or whatever, but you have teleporting, but it's not teleport powder. Regular teleporting.
And do you have any knowledge of anywhere nearby
the
wild pillars?
More than the
Does she have any knowledge of any place on the coast or near the wild pillars?
Sure. Probably several locations of all those that you're familiar with enough to feel comfortable teleporting.
Okay. Yeah.
Also, you can fly there in about 6 hours if you need to.
You can download our app in the App Store. The app is called Life, the number 4, Toledo. Life 4 Toledo.
I can fly there in 6. But so I can't carry any of what, so.
You fly? She's a sorceress.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Amongst the many assets she has, flying is one of them.
It's quite obvious that she's a sorceress.
And, of course, carrying as well. Now she mentioned that, too.
I'm trying to catch
her
like
that. She's kind of low, creepy
younger than
she says, I propose that we... I try to contact my mother and see what she thinks of this plan. Does anyone have any other suggestions of how we might glean any additional information? We're not going to have much time.
Does your husband have any strong connections with any mages that may be supporting him in the city here?
For more Low Moon materials, check us out on fogandmoonbook.com.
You know, we've only been here for a while. We've had some people come and tell us that we should just get out, and we've had some people come and tell us that we're the best thing that's ever happened to do.
Well, Zulon being a very nice area of the world, I didn't know if he had any strong supporters of...
Not really.
That variety, so.
He's young. There's nothing to be known as popular. In fact, if you claim the festival, that seems to be increasing his popularity by a lot.
Is there any trend as to who is disappearing?
Not that I can tell. In fact, there's been a bunch of people that have been disappeared, as you say, that probably he's never met.
You suppose our mage Babylonians
are probably pretty scared. It's not directed anxiety.
So he's not even going near
the
speech. I don't know for other how many people have disappeared.
Are there any more notable names beyond the two that you listed?
Is Marcus Apollonius a magic user?
He's a high priest of Apollo.
He is. That's a strong name.
I don't know if clerics count.
He's also a very good friend of some people sitting here.
Not because cleric, there's anything wrong with clerics. I'm just saying, for the sake of the question, like if you're open to magic, maybe that's why you're dying.
That would be correct.
Well, technically, as a cleric, we're not open to magic. Mages are.
Which is why I said they don't count.
Are you open to magic?
I would really watch your tongue.
That's what I'm saying. I'm explaining to you right now that
I don't need you to explain magic to me.
I wasn't saying like there's anything wrong with clerics.
Priestess of Hecate. I don't need you to explain magic to me.
To give him some free healing, Lorelai.
She just pulls out her own symbol.
No, it's already out.
What a title.
Okay. She just takes it.
I'm basing this to me.
I'm Lorelai.
That's a really cool chain.
Okay, so it is getting late, so we're gonna fast forward a little bit here just to kind of make sure we're on track. First of all, before we do any of that, does anybody have any inclination as to trying to gather information in any particular way? You have a contact that might be appropriate, you have a spell you might like to use, anything like that for gathering information?
What is this? Anything like how much time do we have to do this?
So we have to tomorrow.
Divination, no.
She does say that you can research as long as you want, but the more you research, the less time you have to do what you got to do. She does say the coronation can't be potentially delayed.
I can't.
They can say they didn't get enough votes, so they can say
I'm broken.
The people that voted, so it's not decided yet, or so she can give a little bit of time to, like, maybe she can delay a day or two, but after a couple of days of delay, it's going to start to look real suspicious. And even like landholders are allowed to change their votes and stuff, so he could lose his game.
How did ESP to gather information?
If you had somebody to search, ESP reads people's thoughts, so they have to figure out who.
Should have got an augury.
I could potentially have four auguries.
Magic Mirror is a scrying device that would allow people to look somewhere. Augury is a yes or no question.
I was going to ask
used
if
my
there
sending
any
today
places nearby that we
for my own personal
do research on this real quick.
Inquiry.
Well,
not
remember
to
the library, but I seriously doubt if anything was back that far. Yes, sir.
I memorize it every time I sleep.
An absence of trees.
It does.
Okay. I can't have it's only for his special cleric ability.
So,
I have a question.
Are you letting anybody know that that's a possibility? Okay, so Alanda says, Alanda says that he has a contact in Greyhawk back in his college, and he has a way of getting hold of it. The college may be able to do some research on the matter. So that's a possibility. You got what
is possible?
Just like two more days since then. You guys just got here, so.
Okay, so.
No big jump in
time. What exactly are the implications that would be less helpful in human control?
both of you.
The goal basically
is to call it conscious between what to do.
It's basically what you can command.
Do I know if the person is going to still be unconscious? So if I was to use it on someone who is just making random people die because they're really anxious, could I help them to not be anxious?
Yeah. Or you could tell them to sleep, you could tell them to pass out, you could tell them to calm down. Yeah, but it's a limited duration. It's in hours, it's not days.
Mm-hmm. And it was paralyzed.
Well, yeah, but if it's in hours, I was thinking we could have them wake up just for this.
Oh, is that what we need to do?
And if I can keep the calm throughout the formation.
Yeah, so you could use the motion human control to calm them during the actual formation.
I have it in my
mind. The problem is, how many people will disappear between now and then?
I can also polywipe them.
That's a good plan. When that time comes.
Yeah, what about
right
now?
Yeah.
What about paralysis? Cast paralysis on
But he can still be conscious.
He's not actually doing anything.
Paralyzation is going to make it worse.
They're not even here. It's out of
paralyzation could make it worse because he can be very.
Yeah, it's out of control. I mean, they're just like me. They're not in his presence.
What about fake? What if we fake
that? The way they found out that it was him is he did one person that was in his presence. He got mad at them, set a crossword, and they disintegrated. Other than that, everybody else that's disappeared has not even been around.
Yeah, she even said that he was doped up.
What about
still happy?
What about feigned death?
Yeah, I mean, there's ways to put him to get him to stop doing it.
What about actual?
We need a solution to the ultimate.
Does the source seem like it's a curse or some kind of enchantment or?
It's his power, untrained, unbridled. That's what she thinks.
Well, the best thing I got for is a restoration. The only reason
the power has something to do with the the power has something to do with the flows of magic. Could maybe try and create a route of dopeness to the river.
So Ren could examine him, find out if there's anything with his physical condition, or more likely that as well. The college thing, if there's an augury, somebody's got that.
I could do four of
those. Human control, feign death, those are both possibilities as far as to bring it to a temporary end. What?
Obviously, I'm going to have certain thoughts here, but have we verified that he is the one doing this?
How do you verify that he's the one doing
this? Again, I think my mother did, but she's told me next to nothing.
We did.
She examined him, did some magic, and then said, "Your father and I are leaving."
If you're interested in growing spiritually, check out our New Heights Fellowship Baptist Church of East Toledo podcast on your Alexa-enabled device.
Just like wake him up, make him really mad, and see if people start dying faster.
An augury would tell whether or not.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
We have a couple of holy symbols.
Whether or not.
I'm wondering whether it is something that is a consequence of what he did rather than a result of what he did.
Oh, it
should be a problem. Oh,
there's one. Yeah.
You sure?
I purposely did not buy mineral water.
The spring water?
It is filtered.
Is there any way I can contact the monastery?
What?
Is there any way I can contact the scribes at the monastery?
You don't have a way, but somebody, if you put it out there, somebody else will help you magically do it.
Okay.
I think I'm going to try to work on teaching the prince your meditation. After examining
I'll take it.
I potentially have a method to keep him calm for a couple of hours.
Yeah, you can think that before the pocket dimension.
Okay, so far, so the last question was, can somebody verify for sure that he's the one causing the disappearances?
Got it, augury.
Okay, so somebody volunteering to cast an augury?
Okay.
I'll let you.
Several people stay on this. All right,
now. Cast an augury.
Change what is happening.
I'll put one.
The North God say it was him. The Greek God say it wasn't.
I might cast one.
Instead of chanting and stopping, they just like start freestyle rapping. I cast a spell.
When they fight, that's what that happens. They start like.
My name is Lorelai. I'm here to say.
I need the answer to this question right away.
Yeah, no, I don't do that.
I thank you in
advance. Yeah, I do not do that.
The closest she gets is you better check yourself.
No, you better check yourself before I have to wreck you.
That's the
all right. So after casting two auguries,
that's the translation.
You did two.
After casting two auguries, Theon says he has confirmed that Victor Barris of the Fourth is the one who's causing people to be disintegrated in spirit.
That's a lot of augury. Did you ask if it was because he's being anxious or angry or sad?
You're asking what my second augury was about.
No, I'm asking if your second augury was about why it is that.
That was not.
What was it about?
Well, that sounds like a waste of augury to me.
Regardless of what his augury was about, does it glean any more information?
Well, we can be sure that the title of Destroyer of Worlds is what that problem is. So we're not looking at demonic possession. We're looking at specifically this. So it just cleared up that that's...
So like he is going to kill everyone on the planet if we let him go.
Unbridled power.
And Celia says, in the history and even the language of my people, to say the Destroyer of Worlds, when you destroy someone, you destroy their world. Also, all the perceptions that they have. So Lord Victor, for example, has one world that he sees that includes each of you. And so by destroying him is to destroy all of his worlds and all of your worlds, the portion that he is in them. It's not destroyer like destroy the planets necessarily, or destroy planes, but destroy people, their connections. The world will never be the same now that Mark Zacharias has been destroyed.
Okay, but
Bronson the Mage.
But actually, can someone answer the question, like, was Marcus Apollonius a mage, magic user, sorcerer?
No, he was a high priest of Apollo.
High priest of Apollo.
Yeah, but you can be like a high priest.
He was the high priest of Apollo. I'm telling you, he was not a magic
level.
User.
He was extremely high level.
I answered your question.
She's not a magic user.
Oh, yeah. She's
would you like me to fireball you and prove it?
For example, Marcus Casper, a
resurrection
of
mine
this morning.
Did you hear him?
What's that?
She said, for example, Marcus cast a resurrection this morning.
Out of curiosity, who did he resurrect?
Should take it for himself.
Lady Kendra.
That is me. It's not my place to say, but apparently it is hers.
You can't resurrect.
Wait, can you like, I thought you had to like rest a long time or something.
If you have a piece of them, you can.
There's a knock at the door.
I wouldn't
talk at it. I will go to the
I've
door.
Never been dumb enough to die.
I never sat.
The door.
Well, I'm done with this.
Sir Bono.
Oh, Bono.
Oh, you.
Oh. He says, relieved to see I've not been destroyed.
Yeah. Some and maybe you'll add something to this little soiree we're having.
I intend to.
It's an interesting choice of words.
It's an interesting set of characters in this room. I'm Bono, by the way, for those of you I don't know.
I'm Bono.
Nice to meet you, baby.
Hello, Mr. Bono.
Nice to meet you.
Long time no see.
Theon. Yeah.
Page of Alvin, cleric of Hermes.
Good enough.
Long time no see, yes. You got shorter.
No.
Oh, he said.
Maybe I got taller. I was young back then.
Bono, you had an interesting choice of words. Did somebody try to destroy you?
No. Someone destroyed a young maiden's father.
Of course he made it.
So you came to the maiden's rescue.
It's one of his specialties.
Well, not so much, actually. I came to the rescue of a young knight named Julian, who had been investigating the disappearance of her father. But she didn't know that another knight was investigating the disappearance of her father on her behalf, and that knight took offense. And this evening, Julian was to meet him in honorable combat, so I showed up. The honorable combat never took place, but the man sent an assassin to kill Sir Julian. Just by being there, I thwarted it, no actual fight. appears that this man disappeared utterly off the face of the planet. He didn't leave his family. He didn't buy a coach ticket. Just disappeared.
So was Marcus.
Disintegrated.
That's what I heard just before I came in. That, I didn't hear about the disintegrated, but that Marcus was missing. So.
And a friend of theirs as well.
Oh, you might have heard of him, Brunson Turner.
We've never heard of any of them.
Brunson Turner.
How about
the only thing Brunson was renowned for was his face.
Vernon. How about Vernon?
Have you heard of Vernon?
Vernon?
Terrible.
Yeah, that's the guy from the Intails, the Heroes Objecto.
Yeah, his actual name is Brunson.
Really?
Yeah.
Bono, meet the Heroes Objecto. Minus Brunson.
And
Marsh. And Marsh. We don't know.
But we did meet him at the portal. Maybe we'll find him when we go.
Yeah, what happened?
Have I heard of
the Heroes of Jacto?
New Heights is a church that believes in reaching new heights in Jesus. Everyone's on a journey. Let's all work together to take the next step.
Jacto?
Yeah.
No, you don't frequent places that sell alcohol.
That's
correct. They're all alcohol.
So you don't get to hear the entail, sorry.
Jake is not here.
Jake is not here.
We
don't hear Jake. We just make
them. I saw Jake earlier, actually.
No, I told him he used to make them.
He's not a minute.
Or McAllister's son. Jake McAllister.
I'm dear.
Lance's brother. You're dear? I thought you were dead.
No. Not yet.
Why did you think he's dead?
I'm basing
I was pretty sure he was killed. Like,
Where?
From what?
Southern Mexico or something.
No, I never die.
We are.
That's good. And congratulations.
Well, didn't we stop? We did almost get hung one time. That was,
yeah, that was close.
My fault.
It's important to note, you cannot always believe everything you hear in a tavern.
So you're...
Though often you can.
Dear Mood,
you completely acknowledge
Jake McAllister.
I've heard a lot of things about that. Janie McAllister.
There's a lot that
McAllister.
You're Janie McAllister?
A lot that were true.
And some of you just...
We're in the band now. Yeah,
like a family thing going on.
Yeah, we'll three of them. We don't know what the third one is. Jake's changed
something. Yes.
It's actually like seven.
We might have McAllister.
Yeah, Lance.
Yeah, Lance.
Okay, yeah, that's who I thought.
We just officially went with him a week ago.
How's he doing?
Not officially,
yeah.
How's he doing?
He's doing great.
What's good? Here, good to hear.
Quite a fight we had.
I haven't heard from him in a while.
He's a good man.
Fought him.
Okay, so
no,
now that
we've
reminisced, can we get back to the problem at hand because
that's
people are being disintegrated?
Right.
Not currently.
Why?
Oh, I love your upbeat positive.
Don't mind it, he's a loser.
So we need to find an intelligent mouse.
Out of play.
Yeah, out of play, yeah.
That might have information on the artifact staff and the potion
healing.
One of his kind created to resolve this issue sometime in the past.
Okay, so now I think we've reached that moment in time. So stop me if you want to add in or interrupt. But she's going to contact her mother, let her know what's going on. Lannis is going to contact his college. Okay.
So are we leaving here or staying here to do all that?
You can stay long enough for her to contact her mother because that won't take but a minute. Okay. Also, if you want to visit your son,
yeah,
so that you can kind of ascertain, and if either or both of the healers want to look at him and see if there's anything physical,
I'm going.
But she doesn't.
See, where you fail, I'll succeed.
Well,
so that's okay.
Also realize that you don't want to upset him. Because he did, literally, he just got mad and he said a crossword at somebody and the
that's
person fell to dust, so.
But will he be anxious by you?
I don't
usually make people anxious unless
I don't have to.
Why am I hitting him in this edge of my conscience?
He is although, again, this is not like the
then let Remy.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying don't use your
own. So Victor and one or both healers can enter the room to examine
them.
Basically what you find is he's sitting up in a chair and he looks like this. He's all rubbery. And you try to stand him up, he just sort of does this.
He's awake, but he's very mellow.
He's meditating.
He can't seem to sit up straight.
He can't do birdies.
Yeah. Okay. He does recognize you. He's like, oh, yeah. Good
seeing you. Hey, oh, cool.
Daddy,
you
as well.
He's looking good.
Now is not a good time to teach him meditation.
Yeah. Alive.
What's going on?
Came to see the coronation.
I can't hardly hold my head up. It's going to be even harder with a crown.
Yep. I've been taking drugs.
Pretty good, actually.
I'm sure how to respond to this. Father Lee says no. Preventing disintegration, say yes.
The knight in you says yes.
Yeah, both of you can roll a healing roll. Just examine him.
Yep.
Just cures poison.
What's the question? What would Amalia say?
Two.
Ten.
Why is she? Why did you let this happen, Victor? That's what she would say.
Why is my son on drive? What did you do?
I showed up yesterday.
To that, Victor should say, why did you let this happen?
Okay. I have a two.
Two.
Not lit.
Red.
Ten.
Okay.
You don't say that.
Both of you concur, amazingly, that he is in prime health. Physically, he is perfectly fine. He does not have a wound, a scratch, a bruise, even a wrinkle. His muscle mass is very solid.
Doesn't look like his dad, does
it? He has maybe a couple small scars that are from battle and things like that. But he is otherwise in extremely good physical health. He is under the effect of some kind of basically inebriant. Like alcohol, but not. So you'd call it basically, it's like an herbal potion of some kind that he's drunk. And basically what it does is it makes him overly relaxed. It's robbing him of any sense of urgency, any anxiety, any anger, anything that. It also is loosening his inhibitions a little bit and maybe affecting his word choice. He said, I've been taking drugs instead of, they gave me a potion and really it's like, so he's just doing a little flip it. Other than that, you'd say he's in perfect condition. You notice that, his eyes, even the pupils of his eyes are dilated a little larger than they should be. He's just extremely relaxed, that's all. Okay, otherwise, no good shape. He's definitely your son, drugged up.
He's a better physical specimen than Bob.
Okay. Meanwhile, she contacts her mother. She comes back and she says, the whole group combined, she says, okay, so she wasn't exactly forthcoming. They're not willing to help. However, she mysteriously remembered after I mentioned that there might be one Donalai that's still alive and might be able to consult about the legend. She mysteriously remembered that the brew, the potion that was used by the Donalai sorcerer so long ago, its recipe, for lack of a better word, was retained in the legends of our people. It can't be administered by anyone but a Donalai, but it could be 95% crafted by even me, for example, in preparation for its application. There are a couple of rare ingredients, but if they could be retrieved, I could make the potion.
Like plant ingredients or just...
Well...
Enjoy this episode of Low Moon Origins. Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.
One of the rarest and hardest to come by ingredients is bile from one of the internal organs of a green dragon.
Where do we
need that green dragon?
I think we left it in the river by the ferry.
However, what must be noted is that the bile must be harvested while the beast is still alive.
So I convince the green dragon to get completely drunk and throw up.
Might just get the right
ritual. Just follow one of us and we can collect some and then cut our way out.
You know, he's kind of small.
No.
So are you on to green dragon?
When did you find her? She's funny.
Yep.
Only anyway, today.
So I could.
Not many people are smaller than me.
The point is, I could get the list of the recipe of what is needed for the potion, and then we could attempt to collect the ingredients, but we would have them quickly.
She's a child.
Collecting the ingredients and mostly making it before we could reach the Donalai would be possible, but then we would need the Donalai to administer the potion and do whatever else is that they do. Yes?
I would be willing to assist in the making of the potion and gathering the ingredients, if necessary.
That would be extremely helpful, considering potions are a little bit outside my ability. Yes?
There may be a small problem with the Donalai being here. As Jenny mentioned, he's dead. He came back to life as we found him. It's entirely possible that leaving the estate we found him in, or possibly the plane of water at most, to cancel the magic keeping him alive.
Okay.
Could be resurrected on this one, maybe.
Perhaps.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe that they can be resurrected. However, if that were true, it might be feasible to take King Victor to him for the administration of the potion.
To the elemental way of water.
Yes. That's what it takes.
Maybe we'll disintegrate some water elementals while we're there.
Meanwhile, Alanis has activated his ring, asked his quote-unquote daughter to go to college and ask for any help, and she says she'd go immediately. Okay. And she also asked if you had any money hidden around the house because she has some debts she'd like to pay off.
Yeah, under the floorboard upstairs.
Thanks. Alright.
Who was Dan?
Yes.
Who was all in that room with the Donalai and else when he came back to life?
When he came back to life?
Charlotte.
I shrunk down Charlotte in my arms by picking her up.
Can I help them?
Yeah, is there something you know that they remember?
Remember that when he was reforming back into the Domino, what happened immediately before that?
Yeah, I opened the door. No, before that, the clock fell from the... Didn't you do that like before?
Pulled the cloth down on the painting, and that's what seemed to start the process of him coming back to.
Did anyone pocket it?
I could have sworn that that door.
And the painting was basically of him.
I wonder if he's attached to that painting. Probably. I guess we'll find out.
We should maybe like put the cover back on the painting if that were the case, because time seems to travel, seems to pass a lot differently there, and if it's a lot faster, he could die.
He's lived for thousands and thousands of years.
I mean, technically, mice do have a short lifespan.
But as I just said, he's lived for thousands and thousands and thousands of years.
Wait, you said he was dead.
What I'm saying is, I mean, he wasn't...
How about we say dormant?
He's basically a trance. He wasn't...
Schrodinger's mouse man.
They said he was a rotted corpse.
Okay, so he's a magic mouse.
He was.
Yes.
He wasn't technically rotted, he was emaciated.
Emaciated.
You say emaciated, I say emaciated.
Dried out.
I
don't
need to either way.
Yeah, I was
kind of
emaciated because emaciated just means he's really, really thin.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it was. He was really, really thin.
I thought he was a skeleton, but.
That's skin.
Well, he still had skin.
So it was like deflated.
He was just like there was no meat.
He desiccated? He's deflated. So
when they had a life on it, he dressed it. Okay. So. We're gonna wrap for tonight. Here's what's going to happen for what we need to do. All right, so you're gonna get information back from the college in Greyhawk.
And what you're going to find out is that they do have some ancient writings kind of thing, some knowledge that has been passed down mostly in songs and legends. And there is a tale that confirms what she is talking about, that Esabinpu was saved by Dalai, who administered a potion. He also was the proud owner of a very powerful artifact staff. And the potion can be concocted by Celia, and the ingredients can be retrieved, all for the prime material plane. However, the Dawnlai needs to be sought out and contacted on the elemental plane of water, because he is the only living being that anyone is even aware of. In fact, even the College of Dawsp says, as far as they know, Dawnlai are extinct. And in fact, they were quite intrigued to have a request about that topic, because it indicates that they think there's something more going on. The two things that basically need to be done then are, one is the artifact staff needs to be retrieved, and the College of Dawsp will inform you that it is currently believed to be in the lair of a powerful black dragon, which is in southwestern Geoff, basically means near the city of Greyhawk. So they're aware of it, they believe that the staff is there, and it will need to be retrieved in order to complete the process. And then the Dawnlai himself will either need to be retrieved, or at least his willingness to help gotten, and then you'll have to put Lord Victor, or it's a King Victor, and the Dawnlai in the same place with the potion in order to save him. Yes, if only you had a bow that might potentially kill the dragon in one shot.
I know, right?
Okay. So you need, basically she says you need to decide who's going where. One group is going to go after the staff and into the lair of the black dragon.
I vote dragon.
I vote dragon.
Alright, one group is going after the Dawnlai, the elemental plane of water.
I'll go to the Dawnlai.
Dragon sounds more like
Star. Choose option C.
Okay,
Leon's going
to
try and
go. Go to the precipice.
Leon's going to try and go in himself, and he's going to get obliterated.
So which one do you want to go on?
Then he runs with the dragon.
Well, seeing as they probably need me to flame shift.
I will enjoy Jenkins the dragon.
Dragon it is, Ren.
One big thing about the plane shift is, if you can get there by a more mundane means that would be the right place, you can get home via plane shift, which will bring you to somewhere on the prime material plane, and wherever you arrived, you'd be on the earth, 99% likely, and then you could get back to Dulan quickly. It may not work to plane shift there, because you could wind up somewhere and not know. It's not that you would be far away, but you wouldn't know how to get where you gotta go.
Well, Zephina should go with that.
How many people can you do plane shift?
How
many people are you able to plane shift?
How are we
going to
get to Greyhawk?
Greyhawk.
Oh,
that's
how
we're
going to southwest of the Kepo.
I can look there.
And how far are we going to get to
Greyhawk? How are we going to get to Greyhawk?
That I could contact you on another plane.
Too far to ride today.
Actually, it's
the same question.
Here's the thing. I
got
a whole portal.
Can we go after my avoid?
I won't go until tomorrow, Greyhawk.
You've been told if you do a good job,
killing one or two.
We basically hold hands.
So maybe there is no limit on them, and then.
Right. Well, I might have to travel.
We need to make sure we organize ourselves with the best chance of success too, not just based on, you know,
what so we first, like to first survive.
Because you may come back and get disintegrated.
How many people want to hold hands?
Okay. So no one with you.
So
kidding.
You would just have to at least go on this with the order.
I might have a...
If you're interested in growing spiritually, check out our New Heights Fellowship Baptist Church of East Toledo podcast on your Alexa-enabled device.
Way to travel really fast over land, maybe.
Lorelai and I plan on splitting up.
Yeah.
Celia says...
We've made that.
Ren has drawn the dragon's short stick.
My protector, Edlich, has the ability to probability travel, which means he could move... It's only on the frontier of plane, but he could move people from here to southern Geoff, if need be. It's a little risky because I'm trying to get a lot of course, like 5 miles.
Which
could but that's only rare.
Okay, so,
yeah.
So
you never wind up like buried in rock or
so
flying.
Who so far is going to the plane of water?
Hey, I only buried us in rock once.
Jenny, Lorelai, and Charlotte. Okay.
I meant nothing. I'm sorry.
Jenny, Lorelai, and Charlotte need some muscle.
Yes.
Jenny and Charlotte need some muscle. Is that what they're
saying? Me and Jenny are great.
Kendra's some muscle.
They're like the most two of the most ripped
just
people on
earth. Just Jenny, Lorelai, and Charlotte need some
I guess
muscle.
I'm going to the plane of water.
Is it Kendra like
I'm not asking your opinion. I'm just stating facts.
Send Donna with
him. It's the chicks. I will happily go to the elemental plane of water. I don't think you need me to kill a
I've
dragon.
I've never heard that sentence in my life.
Leon's got his bow.
Yeah, I don't want to go anywhere
Leon.
Near that bow.
Leon, how do you do that? Leon's got his bow.
As usual.
He didn't do it. I do it.
There are all kinds of firsts here.
As usual, I will follow
I just heard someone say they
yeah,
will gladly go to
really necessarily.
What's up, bro?
Yeah,
I feel like
I'm with Janie and Charlotte.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Although, Mark sounds really wet, like the opposite of a desert. But probably not cold.
Lorelai, I'm just going to ensure
it's very average temperature.
Why do you have a bottle?
It's actually pretty
cold. Actually, it's going to be cold down there because we killed the dragon.
Wear a jacket.
You have a problem with
what? I said I was going with Leon.
Jackets don't work if you're cold blooded.
I had a problem with that.
You destroyed the armor that lets you move through water.
Oh, okay.
I said you destroyed the armor that lets you move through water unencumbered.
I did not know
you did too.
You Janny's
taller.
Autumn. How tall is Janny?
I think
I'm 6.
Four,
6.
I haven't memorized.
I think it's
he has armor.
She's good.
Kendra's about 5.
She's the closest to me.
Your
you
armor?
Got her by 5 inches.
Well, Janny's got the girl's suit.
He's got
the
spray
of
6 inches.
I'm going to inquire about your cloak.
Would somebody like my armor?
No.
That wears leather armor.
I want your old cloak.
I want your armor.
We have all the items in the festival now, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it your armor?
But we're not allowed to give them to other people?
You are not. You couldn't during
the festival. I'm going to lend you my cloak of leather.
Sick. Thank you.
I'm passing the cloak on.
If I can acquire another suit of armor, somebody that is going to the plane of water can take my armor.
Can I cast?
It will allow you freedom of movement while underwater.
What type?
Interesting.
Studded leather.
I can tell.
I don't think it's gonna fit. There's limits to magic.
I just want to say.
Four, two against missiles.
Ring worn by a dragon.
I have light chainmail and bracers that
you
can use.
I want to point out that when we went to the elemental plane of water, being underwater did nothing. Like the water moved around us and we could walk normally.
But you said that this portal conferred some type of
protections
for them.
We don't know.
That is
true. But that's what they're planning on doing.
Yeah, we're planning on using
but like, if it provides you the same effect.
So you might not need my armor, that's what you're saying.
Yeah. If it provides you the same effect, then.
Might make it harder to hit.
Okay, so we're going to rattle off the list to make sure, and then after we rattle off the list, we'll make sure both sides are balanced enough to actually get the job done. And then
who has not assigned
I don't
himself
have Deirwood
to
and Bezor.
We will medicate.
You got Bono.
Bezor's
going
with the dragon.
Bezor's
going
with the dragon.
And you got Jake.
If his will doesn't work, he's a wild card.
You got to go the opposite way.
We're coming to the dragon.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Kill him.
Guys, I get the axe.
Where
are you going?
I have no idea yet.
Who will die first?
What kind of
D20 plus what?
Okay,
put it under. Did you hear mine?
Yes, Jasmine.
No.
Dragon.
Ron.
Unfortunately.
Andy gives you magic.
Unfortunately, all that plate of water after the double line.
That was
not
better for me.
Jenny, Lorelai, Charlotte, Victor, Bono, Dawn, and Jake.
Zephina was going.
Yep.
Zephina is not going to the dragon.
Okay.
not like killing dragons or fighting dragons or anything to do with dragons except for
or being around bows that one shot dragons.
Nothing to do with dragons.
Being around that bow.
Why did wait?
Oh,
why
water
dragons.
He has a bow that kills dragons.
Water is dragon.
It
does.
Okay, that makes sense.
Going after the dragon.
Wait,
Leon,
are you meant to kill a certain number?
No. Leon, Alandis, Ren, Kendra, Theon, Bezor, Jasmine. I don't have three removed.
Yes, that's the one we don't know yet.
I'm interested in your arm.
Are you coming to the dragon?
They just said that
Kendra.
The portal confers the same.
Hmm? At least I have Kendra.
Come on, come to the dragon with us.
Who needs...
What kind of armor does Jeremy have now?
Leather plus one.
I don't wear
studded.
Leather studded plus one.
No, it's just leather. Plus one.
Leather.
I wear armor. I currently just don't have.
Nah.
We need to fix that.
I don't think I've ever worn a suit of armor.
Can we assume that he would have bought some?
I know someone in town who is selling a suit that might fit.
That's one way to find out, I guess.
If the ability to move freely underwater is already at least both on you,
that's fair.
I would require a change.
I can give people certain. So. We're kind of heavily balanced on, or we're kind of like heavily going on the warrior side on Adonis, aren't we?
No.
So the dragon is going to be Leon
has
the bow.
Yeah.
We have all the knights but you.
Rob.
Yeah.
Kendra.
I will
we have the bow.
What do you mean? I
all the knights
warrior.
Are afraid to go to the dragon? Really?
Through and through.
What is that?
But are you a knight?
Oh, wow. I don't have to be a knight.
Are you a paladin?
There's a lot of bias on here. Only knights and paladins can be true.
I said we have almost all the knights.
My best friend is just a human.
Okay, qualify my statement.
Feel comfortable
I said,
with that.
We have all the knights but Kendra. How does that? How does that slight you in the remote possibility of anything?
You said you were going heavy on the fighter, so fine.
We got red too.
That is heavy on the fighter side.
Well, we just get
don't shoot the record.
Oh, yes.
Black dragon and schnoz the devil.
Yeah. Cool. Red is a black dragon. Okay, so.
Do you want to take the dragon side?
We have divided ourselves.
Just let a few more in.
Yeah, you just let two more in.
It's
just funny.
That's okay. The one I was pulling my hand got out, so I was
save one
like this and it crawled out for you. So.
Oh,
all
he's
right, here too.
Oh, those two. Man. You brought back a friend. They're about to get caught in spider web. Okay, so the group that is going after the dragon will play first in the morning. 8:30 a.m.
I thought breakfast was until 8:45.
Breakfast is at 8. We play at 8:30. We end at 12:30. Lunch is 12:30 to 1:30. Second plays at 1:30.
I don't want to borrow my bow.
Okay.
Sorry,
nab after lunch.
Take the bow and it goes for 10 minutes.
We're playing frisbee golf after lunch.
So dinner is, I think, at 6. I'm not looking at it really close, but dinner is after the second session.
Yes.
And then back here at 7, we go 7 to 9 with the role players, and that's going to be the final conflict and bringing it all together and hopefully administering the potion to save the day. But once, I will tell you that there is at least one big shoe yet to drop. So we'll discover that when the time comes.
We always expect the shoe to drop.
Face is coming to be a bad guy.
And so,
before Leon can shoot the bow.
Yes. So people who are here at 8:30 a.m., yay, are Leon, Alandis, Red, Kendra, Theon, Mazur, Jasmine, and Jeremy.
If you get like one round.
And then, so canoeing and paddle boating is open from 11:30 to 12:30, and then again from 1:30 to 2:30. So if you want to do that, those are the hours they'll have staff.
New Heights is a church that believes in reaching new heights in Jesus. Everyone's on a journey. Let's all work together to take the next step.
There to do that. The bows and arrows for the archery, which has moved, and basically they just kind of moved it back into the woods. There are signs that'll tell you how to, once you head that way, there are signs that'll tell you to get there. Archery can be done at any time, but an adult has to take the bows and arrows and be responsible and bring them back. And be present the whole time they're being used. No, they can't, teenagers can't take over there. Okay? And then, that's all the time scheduled activities, but 7 to 9, we're in here for the climax. And then at 9, tell your non-gaming people at 9:15 roughly, we're having a bonfire. And at some point in time, we need to get spores and marshmallow stuff for the bonfire.
I need to be here at 1:15.
That would be perfect.
Tomorrow.
Would you possibly, painfully want to stop on your way here and buy all the stuff this morning?
That's fine.
Graham crackers, chocolate bars, and marshmallows.
That's fine. Like, perfect. How much am I giving?
Yes.
Sorry, my allergies. What,
a box of graham crackers, a couple bags of marshmallows.
One box of graham crackers is probably not going to be enough. That's only like 14 s'mores or something. It's not enough.
Two is good.
My ears are dry.
I've got the money for it, so just give me a second.
Either way, it's fine.
It's all my fault again.
Okay.
You had to go buy your children.
I wasn't able to hear for that.
Well, come prepared. I will caution you. I do want to caution you this. Both adventures are extremely deadly. So bring your A game. Don't mess around with it. I mean, just because you think, okay, I'm going to one shot a dragon. Leon's got a bow. It's going to be great.
Well, there's always more to it.
Dragon.
Oh, yeah, like I said.
You have to get to the dragon.
He's
going to
die before he gets shot off or something.
Yeah, I speak.
Housekeeping thing. Am I getting a plane shift?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want a nap before you?
And how many people does it work on?
As many people as link hands together.
Oh,
well,
that's
good.
You've got a whole hand
kumbaya,
girl.
And every second counts. So for the group that's going after the dragon that doesn't need a plane shift, you can leave that night before midnight.
I have an appointment tomorrow.
Or you can wait till after Leon's very important appointment.
She is not a priestess of Thor.
Yes, she is a Thor priest.
Move up your appointment.
Why don't you go?
I cannot move up my appointment. He must pray for the spell.
Are you trapped?
Got that. I can move up your appointment.
Go to the Titan of Thor and tell him that Theon has cast a nap and Lorelai will sleep with him in order that it will work.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.